Chapter 14. Thomas fled from the diner, heart hammering in his chest. "This is not happening," he said firmly to himself. The idea of Allie walking into the diner right when he was working up the nerve to ask Cole out on a date was so horrifying that he'd been scared stiff. He'd nearly fallen, barely managing to detangle himself from the stool, but somehow had retained the presence of mind to blurt his invitation to Cole before making good his escape. He found Allie in record time. She was standing in front of Candle with Care, hands on her hips, glaring at Izzy. She looked pristine, as she always did, in a fitted dress, tailored blazer, and high heels. Her blonde hair was swept into a high ponytail, and she wore dark purple lipstick. When she saw him, she lifted her sunglasses and waved them lightly in the air in greeting, without ever looking away from Izzy. Izzy held a broom in her hand and a basket of yellow-wrapped votives under her other arm.
$7,
Allie said. Izzy blinked at her, wordless. Allie narrowed her eyes.
$7.25.
Izzy didn't say anything. Allie countered herself.
Fine, $7.50. That's as high as I'll go.
He finished the short jog over to her shop, eyes sweeping across them both.
Is everything all right?
Thomas!
Allie greeted brightly. She smiled at him, pointing her chin toward him, without ever moving her eyes from Izzy.
This shopkeeper is remarkably unswayable.
Shop owner,
Thomas corrected, wincing in fear of Izzy's retribution. Izzy's hazel eyes narrowed as she slid her gaze over to him.
This one of yours, then, Tom?
Thomas fought against a smile, as he did every time someone in the town called him by the nickname. He'd felt remarkably less hated with each day that passed.
She is,
he apologized, and Allie gasped in affront at the tone he used.
I'm really sorry, Izzy.
Hmm.
Izzy eyed Allie, then him, and then sighed.
Stay here.
She darted into her shop. Thomas turned to his best friend and glared.
What the hell are you doing here?
He blurted out as soon as they were alone. Allie's eyes narrowed, even as her lips pressed together to stop a smile.
That is such a rude way to say, hi, hello, I miss you.
Hi,
he sighed, reaching forward to hug her. She laughed and patted his back.
Hello, I miss you. What the hell are you doing here?
Someone is refusing to return to the land of living, and I was getting worried.
She sniffed, glaring at him. Thomas didn't buy it for a second.
The blonde got clingy, didn't he?
Her shoulders deflated.
He asked me to go steady, like it's 1950, Jesus Christ.
She shook her head. She looked around the town, a curious look on her face. She scrunched her nose.
I mean, maybe it is the 1950s. Are we in a time capsule?
Thomas laughed, and Izzy chose that moment to come back. She had a gift bag full of tissue paper and the shop's logo on it. She shoved it at Allie, then glared at Thomas.
Don't bring her back here, yeah?
He laughed harder. Allie was making several affronted sounds as he placed his hands on her shoulders and guided her away.
Thank you, Izzy.
She was so rude and so nice all at once,
Allie said, jaw dropped. Thomas nodded.
Yeah, that's a Midwest small town for you. You get used to it.
As confused as he was by Allie's sudden appearance, he couldn't really bring himself to be upset about it. He was glad for her arrival and happy to see her. He thought about taking her to the diner, but decided he wasn't ready for that yet, and instead pointed them in the direction of the Cappuccino. Allie was taking it all in like it was a theme park.
Is that a gazebo?
I had to go to court yesterday,
he said, then remembered that he was a lawyer, and absent context, the statement didn't sound particularly bizarre.
The town was voting on if I was a jerk or not.
If Allie was surprised by that, she hid it well.
What was the verdict?
They were still laughing when he pushed open the cafe door. Egg immediately tried to dash for the door, so Thomas scooped up the frantic white cat quickly and carried her back in.
This is a cat cafe,
Allie shouted, eyes wide. Several of the customers enthusiastically whooped in response. Thomas shook his head at her, though, as she tried to tug Egg from his arms.
Stop, no, if she's here, then...
And there was Noodle, pawing at his legs and trying to get up to Egg. The two had bonded quite impressively over the last few weeks.
Noodle looks up to Egg,
Thomas said solemnly. Allie nodded with wide eyes.
Thanks for grabbing her, sweet pea,
Zane called from behind the counter. He was busy cleaning one of the machines. Allie turned to him with raised eyebrows.
Sweet pea?
Thomas frowned.
The waitstaff at the diner called me that too when I was leaving. Maybe it's a colloquialism for a newcomer?
Nope,
Zane said, not looking up. Thomas flushed when he realized he'd been talking loud enough for Zane to hear.
Just your new nickname. Don't worry, it's not about you.
Allie was grinning in delight.
I'm obsessed with this town.
Zane realized that he should wait on his customers and looked up, swiping his dark hair from his eyes. He smiled at Allie.
Hi, welcome to the Cappuccino. First time?
Allie nodded, walking toward the counter. She smiled back in a bright, disarming way that usually worked on bartenders, splaying her hands on the counter.
I'm Thomas's best friend, Allie. Tell me, what's the most humiliating thing he's done since he got here?
Thomas groaned. He dropped Egg off on an empty table, and she immediately went off in search of a water glass to drink from, Noodle close behind. Zane was tapping his chin in consideration.
You know, you don't have to answer that,
Thomas said as if that would help his case. Zane smiled at him. As friendly and beloved as the cafe's co-owner was, his eyes displayed so much mischief in that moment that Thomas knew no amount of pleading would help.
Can I at least have a coffee?
He asked, despite having already had one at the diner. He would need it to keep up with Allie.
Two dry cappuccinos, when you have a second,
Allie ordered for them both. She was bouncing on the balls of her feet, which should have been very difficult in stilettos. But Thomas learned long ago that through spite and mirth, Allie could accomplish anything. Iz came from the back, drying their hands off, and eyed the newcomer curiously. Zane introduced them and then repeated the question. Thomas's face was turning brighter red every minute.
Maybe when he demolished our town sign,
Iz suggested. Zane shook his head as Allie lit up.
No, when he was on trial.
No, did you see when he went to the diner and insulted Cole?
Thomas yanked the drinks from Iz's hand, trying to muster a glare at them. Both Iz and Zane were grinning at him. From their spots on the counter, even Sawyer and Bean seemed to be mocking him with their cat gazes.
Please stop,
he begged, and dragged Allie toward an empty table. He avoided the study room in the back because he knew Allie would not put up with the quiet rules.
Here,
he said, shoving a coffee at Allie. She accepted it gracefully, like she hadn't been trolling the townies for dirt on him.
So imagine my surprise. You're famous.
I am not.
Thomas rolled his eyes. So what if a few people had a few stories to tell about him, or... Allie pointed at the wall behind him. When he turned, he blinked in surprise. The wall was full of photos, and there, in the center, was a photo of Thomas, grinning at the cats that sat on his work table while he held his coffee above his head away from them. Thomas blinked again. Something swelled in his stomach. It was unfamiliar, warmth pooling and spreading through him like the sun across his skin. Almost as good as how he'd felt that day on the docks, with Cole right there. He swallowed hard, unsurprised to find a lump in his throat, and forced his eyes away. When he turned back to Allie, he felt a bit stiff, and her features had softened.
So, she said again, her voice quieter, you like it here?
It wasn't a question. He nodded anyway. She nodded too.
The case is falling apart, though,
he admitted quietly. Allie's lips twisted in a frown, and she waved for him to continue. The words fell out of him. He explained how he'd been screening his father's calls, how he'd only been meant to be here 2 days at most, how he'd not gotten any signatures,
and worse, was no longer really even trying to get the contracts done. Instead, he was focusing on finding arguments to take to the client on why he should start again in a new town. By the time he was done, Allie had two questions. "First," she said, setting her mug down, "there's no way you brought enough underwear?" Thomas blinked. Then he laughed loudly. London the cat meowed loudly and uncurled from his feet to stomp away angrily.
"I did run to the store. They have those here,"
he admitted. Allie nodded, satisfied about that. Then secondly, "Why the hell do you still care what your dad thinks anyway? Quit that job." Thomas didn't laugh this time. He frowned.
"It's complicated."
"It is," Allie agreed. Her eyes flickered across his face, knowing and gentle, even as she said, "But it's not impossible. Don't act like it is." Then she was up, knowing he wouldn't be pressed further, and she was taking their mugs to the counter. In only a slight haze, he ran her words over in his head as he watched her try again, unsuccessfully, to flirt with Zane and then Iz as she paid the tab. He sighed, running his hands down his face. His father was going to be furious with him for not completing this easy, simple task. Furious that Thomas wasn't going to keep trying or even threaten further legal action against the people here. He knew it would take barely anything, a nudge or a suggestion here, a thinly veiled threat there, and they would cave. He'd done it to other people. He wouldn't do it to them, and his father would be furious. Thomas had spent his entire life trying to please his father. Ever since his mother died, it was the only thing he'd wanted. Instinctively, his fingers rose to his chest to press against the thin cord there, the sapphire dangling on the necklace. It had been his mother's, all he had of her, really. This and his father. But then he thought of Cole, on his own, being so good, so kind, so open. He would have stood up to his father. He would tell Thomas to. "Some things," he would say, "are worth fighting for." Pride Rock was one of those things. Thomas knew it. When Allie came back to the table, the gift bag from Izzy was moving. Thomas stood and held out his hands. Allie glared at him. He waited. She sighed and pulled Egg out from the bag, handing the cat over.
"Here you go,"
he said, passing Egg over to Zane, who was glaring at Allie. Allie, to her credit, was holding her chin high. She did not regret her attempt.
"They have so many cats,"
she said as soon as they left the cafe, not even waiting until the door swung closed. "They'd never have noticed." And all at once, the tension from before bled away, and Thomas laughed the entire way back to Allie's car.